Pass the Mic is made possible by a grant from the T. Rowe Price Foundation, recognizing 45 years of advancing thriving communities and building financial well-being. The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the participants and do not reflect the views of the T. Rowe Price Foundation, T. Rowe Price, or any of their subsidiaries or affiliates.
Pass the mic.
Hand that to me.
Pass it over here.
Pass the mic.
Pass the Mic gives you the space to share your stories, issues, and concerns your way. Today we pass the mic to Brett Hollander, broadcaster for the Baltimore Orioles. He overcame a childhood struggle with dyslexia to chase his dream.
Pass the mic.
You get point, a 2-0 lead going into the late innings. And I'll tell you, you are in serious difficulty.
I grew up obsessing over Orioles baseball, particularly on the radio. And I remember going to games, 7, 8, 9 years old, and looking up at the broadcast booth, and I would see John Miller or Chuck Thompson or Fred Manfred.
And it'll bring up Al Bumbry, who was grounded to second.
And I would just watch them call the games. And I'm lucky that my parents told me I likely would not be the future everyday second baseman of the Baltimore Orioles. And I thought this was the next best thing. And I said to myself, at a very young age, I would be a broadcaster for the Orioles. My name is Brett Hollander. I'm in my 7th season calling Orioles baseball, and I'm born and raised in Baltimore. At 8 years old, I would take a dictaphone my mom had from work, and I would go and turn down the TV sound in their bedroom, and I would call games.
Good spot for Al Bumbry right here.
And listen back and analyze it and try and do better the next time. When I was 15, I got to intern at WBAL for the old Sportsline show that I would host years later. And I came in as hungry as could be. I'd come in on like a Friday night just for fun, just to be around a radio station, talking shop, meeting interesting people. I could not get enough. This thing in my brain told me this is what I'm supposed to do. And the biggest thing was I got to go to a high school that had a little rinky-dink radio station. And I said, how cool would it be to put some sports games on the radio? No one had ever done that before. And it was a success. Then the next step was, and again, early 2000s, let's put the games on the internet. And I was lucky enough to have a classmate who was the technical genius behind all of it. And we were able to get permission, raise money for equipment, and put a broadcast on. We were doing lacrosse, football, and basketball. And we were broadcasting games at Hopkins. It kind of took off. I brought in other classmates. Everyone had a job. One person may have been the analyst for a game. One person was the spotter, the person who's showing me who has the ball. And then another person would do stats. I've been very lucky. I've been around great people, and a couple years ago, I had a big decision to make, and I was very happy. I had afternoon drive on the radio, and the Orioles called, and I'd kind of moved on from this original dream, and I called my brother, and I said, what should I do? And he said, what would the 8-year-old version of yourself do? That was that. I hope this is the last job I ever have. It does not interest me to do any other form of broadcasting in another market. It just doesn't. I grew up listening to John Miller and Joe Angel. You almost rooted for a rain delay. Those guys were so funny. I try and bring that, even when the team is having a bad year, this is supposed to be fun. I mean, this is baseball. This is an escape from every part of your life that is tedious and hard and complex, and we all deal with these things in a strange world. And this has got to be that thing that people rely on. I really want our broadcast to be entertaining above all.
Paseo, line drive, base hit, left center field.
Play-by-play on the radio, it's not an exact science, it's more art.
The Orioles collect their second hit down to their last strike, and we're starting over.
There are things you say inside a clubhouse in baseball or around a batting cage that maybe you wouldn't say on the radio. I kind of want to bring some of that to the broadcast, and there's definitely a newness to some of those words that we use in baseball. When a starting pitcher does well, they now say, he really shoved. Or when a ball is hit really well, when I grew up listening to it, we never said this, he got it on the barrel. You know, a lot of people like to say, he's on the bump today, instead of saying he's on the mound. That's just inside baseball language. It's not going to be everyone's cup of tea, but again, you can't play for one person. You have to play for another baseball term, the big part of the ballpark, where that's where most of the hits are, between left center and right center.
The ball dug out in the left field corner.
You need to have thick skin at times in this business. I'm sure there's some people who don't like my style. I'm more about the feel, the vibe, the ballpark, the energy, the history, the nostalgia. What I go on is my passion, my authenticity, Orioles baseball, and Baltimore. It's my DNA. It's what I do. So I'm dyslexic, diagnosed as a kid. School was really challenging for me. And what I always heard my whole life was, this is not about intelligence. I think my parents were always confused because I could always communicate well. But reading was very, very hard, and really still is. My parents worked so hard to keep me on grade level. I feel very proud that I persevered. I think it's made me the person I am today in a lot of ways. But I started a charity at the Odyssey School in Baltimore County. It's a fundraiser. I just know that if you are in a system where, one, you cannot afford any extra support and you are dyslexic and you're falling behind, you are in big trouble. I developed a relationship with the head of the school, and I said, whenever I can pull this off, I want to do this. It's a labor of love, but we've raised hundreds of thousands of dollars now for this. And so the goal is to make that life easier and get these kids up to grade level and beyond. I always say this as a joke, but I mean it. Put on my tomb, broadcaster, Baltimorean, and go O's. In the end, I'm pretty simple. I love to have a good time. I love being with my family. I love this town, and I never want to leave.
Pass the Mic is produced by Elizabeth Nonemaker, senior producer Mallory Pinkard-Pierre, and executive producer Amy Walters. Sportscast audio courtesy of WMAR and WBAL. Pass the Mic is a presentation of Baltimore Public Media.